It's Thursday. It's crunch time. Let's try this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event.
The lightning round!
It's the Thursday lightning round as February is what? Winding down. At least the snow is finally not falling down to kill us all. The lightning round.
I mean, I don't think snow is ever like actively tried to kill people, you know?
Yeah,
that would be a bit much.
I think this was the sneaky kind of snow. I think it was after me.
All right, just you then. We begin. It is over and done with. I am sad. Bryce Harper is now a Philadelphia Phillies player, where he will continue to hit 450 home runs to right field on a regular basis for the next 13 years. Harper makes the big move 3 hours northeast to Citizens Bank Ballpark in Philly, where he will be able to fulfill his reported offseason dream of moving closer to his home in Las Vegas. And, at least it wasn't the Dodgers, too. Am I right, Giants fans? The Phillies are giving Harper $330 million over 13 years, making the deal longer than Machado's, more money than Stanton's extension, and Scott Boras, he wins again. The Phillies were a year away from being a year away last year. They finished one game under 500 behind the out-of-nowhere good Braves and the Nats, who now low-key have one of the best three-man starting rotations in baseball. What does any of this mean? I hope you know, Steve. Bryce Harper to the Phillies is blank.
Annoying for the Mets and the Braves and the rest of the NL East and young Nationals fans.
Fair enough. Everyone wanted him to go, and it looks like we got our wish. Jason Witten is out from the ESPN Monday Night Football booth. It is some glorious news for football fans, but it comes with a catch. He's returning to the Dallas Cowboys to play football at 37 years old. At 35 years old, after playing 15 years in the NFL, Witten looked like he was broken and slow. He managed to get his way downfield in what looked like slow motion, but still managed to get 60 receptions and 8 touchdowns in the final two seasons in the league. Not great, but for a guy his age in his 30s, and after all that time playing football, not too bad. Dallas could use the tight end help. They got just over 500 from a handful of those guys last year. And while Witten is old and slow, he only missed 3 games in his 15-year career, adding another veteran voice to the locker room when Sean Lee can't always play while he's in street clothes on the sidelines. Witten was so awful in the booth, I don't think that there's going to be a single fan that's going to miss him pulling rabbits from his head while Booger McFarland is driving around on the field. Jason Witten going back to the Cowboys is blank.
Why is... Because it can't turn out worse than what we had to put up with for 3 hours every Monday night. Beneficial might be a better word.
The cold streak lives on, Steve. Just 24 hours ago, after asking if Kyler Murray would measure in at over 5'10", Kyler Murray slept in gravity boots upside down like a bat, stretched for an hour beforehand, drank gallons and gallons of milk, and grew himself to 5'10" and 1/8 inches tall. Last year's undersized quarterback at the combine was Baker Mayfield. He stretched his way to 6'1". Drew Brees is 6 feet even, and Russell Wilson is just 7/8 and 1 inch taller than Murray at 5'11". The QB size window has been now set, allegedly, in the NFL. One has to be between a Russell Wilson at 5'11" and one of the many other created in a lab petri dish quarterbacks at 6'6". Drew Brees has been a Hall of Fame quarterback at 6 feet tall thanks to a series of check downs and straining his neck to see over the O-line, while smaller Mayfield and Wilson have been successful by being mobile outside of the pocket. Now NFL teams in need of a quarterback and a playmaker at that position might be more willing to take a guy who's 5'10 rather than 5'9 on a technicality. Does Cliff Kingsbury like his former Texas Tech quarterback that much? Will any team now be willing to bank their future to jump up to get him? What percent chance do you give Kyler Murray going top five in the draft?
Top five?
Five.
I think he's 75%.
That's very high for you.
Yeah.
You don't normally go that high. Speaking of the combine, John Ross was just okay in college. He had one really good 1,100-yard season his senior year, then lit up GM, scouts, and owners and fans by running the fastest ever 40 with a 4.22. Ross then went 9th overall ahead of Patrick Mahomes went 10th. Deshaun Watson, 12th. 50 picks ahead of Juju Smith-Schuster. 2 days in the draft before George Kittle. And even running back Samaje Perine has 4 more career receptions than professional wide receiver John Ross. Even Darius Heyward-Bey, famous for being drafted by the Raiders and Al Davis because of his 4.3 40 time, has managed to have more receptions in his second season than Ross does in his career. That's 26 to 25. This John Ross bashing has been fun, but with the combine starting this week, we want to see how fast these college kids are for the first and last time that they will ever run 40 yards in a straight line on the football field at full speed. John Ross was a fast college player, but no one really saw 4.22 coming from him. In the last last 2 years at the combine, there have been 8 players that have run under 4.35. So there will be over or under 2.5 40-yard dash times under 4.35.
Under
4.35.
Under, and it's 2.5. I think there'll be more than that, so I'm going to bet over.
Fast class, says Steve Tannen. Brandon Nimmo was the number 13 pick in the 2011 MLB draft. He's played in 241 career games, started 140 last year, thanks in large part to the Mets being the Mets and none of their players being able to stay healthy for longer than 2 weeks at a time. Nimmo led the league in hit-by-pitches as well with 22, but now his Q score is going to be off the charts for all the wrong reasons. The 25-year-old missed a spring training game because he ate some very undercooked chicken that he cooked himself, and he spent the whole night throwing up. Now, Nimmo didn't go to college, so he didn't have the same experience that most of us have as one starts to cook food for themselves for the first time, probably spent a good amount of money on fast food or being fed by chefs and trainers in the minors. And, you know, I'm sure I myself have walked that fine line between a chicken being perfectly cooked or maybe just needing a little bit more time. But to be as sick as Nimmo was, he had to have been working with some medium rare chicken. So Brandon Nimmo feeding himself undercooked chicken is blank.
First of all, he's from Wyoming. I mean, you tell me that these guys haven't
steaks,
cooked.
He knows steaks, not chicken. Everything's medium rare.
The answer to the question is as much of a Mets thing as we've ever seen. Because if he played for a different team, there's no way that would have happened.
Oh, nobody would have even cared. It just always, okay, some 25-year-old missed a spring training game.
He's a moron.
There's no story there. Last one, the Premier League title race is going to be a fun one. 10 games left to play. Liverpool are in first with 69 nice points ahead of Manchester City. But it's City who have the goal differential at plus 55 to Liverpool's 49, despite a 5-0 win yesterday over Wolves. So much on the line for these two. Liverpool, first at Christmas, no team has ever lost the league at the turn of the new year. Liverpool want to get back to the Champions League final where they lost last year. And for City, Champions League is also the one major trophy that Pep Guardiola has managed to win has promised to win that he hasn't won in 3 years. Liverpool haven't won the top flight league since 1989-1990, while City want to be the first team to repeat in 9 years. What percent chance do you give Liverpool holding on to their lead and winning the Premier League?
By the way, I've always said because of the Beatles, Liverpool was my favorite Premier League team. But then I found out they were owned by the same group that owns Red Sox.
Ah.
I am really torn here.
Time to switch to Everton. Also in Liverpool, not
so
owned by the
Red Sox. So what percentage do I give them, and what are the standings right now and 10 games left?
Up by 1 point with 10 games to go. They don't play each other.
All right. 55%.
Wow!
The Liverpoolians.